rent them up.
And children like to.
Right.
And Sam, say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go, what, someone else?
Ask someone else.
So you say, so then you went and.
Ask someone else.
And you say, you're the second person who has.
Asked me that.
And say if you look at your watch and see that it's about 11:30 or so, you say, well, we better be getting home. It's.
Getting late.
It's what, midnight? It's.
Almost midnight.
Anything else you say besides almost midnight?
Close to.
What about pretty near midnight or nigh on to or anything like that?
No.
And say it was icy, you'd say, well, the ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
Almost fell down.
Did you ever say I slipped and like...
Like you have fallen?
Uh-huh.
Probably have.
And someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and ask if you'll be ready soon. He said, I'll be with you in...
Just a minute.
Say if you know you're headed in the right direction, but you're not sure of the distance. You can stop and ask somebody how...
How far is it?
Okay. And if you want to know how regularly, say I went to town, you might ask me how... What, do you
how often do you go to town?
And if you're pointing out something, you might, or calling attention to something, you might tell someone to look.
Look at this.
Okay. Do you ever say look here or look at here or look at her?
No. I might have said look at, but I say look at this, look here.
Okay. And if someone offers you a choice of two things, ask you which one do you want, you say, well, it doesn't make any difference to me. Just give me
one of them.
Yeah, I'll take
either one.
And would you ever say either?
No.
How does that sound to you?
It doesn't sound like this part of the country. It sounds like somebody rich would say either and neither. Something like that.
Does it sound kind of conceited to you when
yes,
someone tries to?
It does.
You say those boys get mad and what? Each other.
Hit each other.
Or they get mad and.
Have a fight.
Okay, yesterday they.
Fought.
And ever since they were small, they have.
Fought.
And they got mad and started to.
Fight.
And say if you've got someone some medicine and you go in and you still see the medicine by the person's bed, you'd say, now why haven't you
taken my medicine?
And the person would say, well, I already
took some.
And in another hour I'll
take some more.
And you'd say, a bee stung me in my hand.
Swollen up.
And it's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And you say, this part of my head is my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
whisker.
Or he'd be growing a
beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Left.
Huh?
Your left ear.
Okay, and this is the
right ear.
And this is the
mouth.
And this whole thing is the
neck.
And this part?
Throat.
Any other name for throat?
What, like esophagus?
What about goozle?
Yeah. Goozle. I've heard that.
Is a goozle your Adam's apple or throat or just what is it?
I believe it's your Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
And these are the?
Teeth.
And one?
Tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth?
Gums.
And this is one?
Hand.
Two?
Hands.
And this is the?
Left.